In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hello and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. How are you? How you doing? What's happening?
Always a pleasure. It's March 28th. We're almost into April. It's happening.
It's all happening. What's happening at Betches before we get into this? Because listen, people, we love doing the Sunday special. This is the perfect episode to share. We're doing them so you will share them. Make them your Instagram story. Make them your Instagram story. That is considered payment by us. We love doing these shows, but we want these ones to get shared more than, you know, not more than the Wednesday one, but we feel they're more shareable, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Please share them. I think they're short enough that someone can have a little taste of the podcast, see if it's for them. I assume they'll love it because why wouldn't they? But yeah, give it a share.
Yeah, a little appetizer, a little teaser.
What do you have coming up?
I got shows, people. I'm in Charleston, South Carolina this week. I am coming to Long Island, the Brokerage Comedy Club in Long Island. So jaredfreed.com, jaredfreed.com. Also, my stand-up special is up on YouTube. Socially distanced, of course. It's all about the social anxieties of 2020. Would love for you to go watch it. It's Sunday. If you're listening on a Sunday, it's the perfect Sunday night activity. 35 minutes. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll enjoy. Jordana, what do you got?
Very entertained. I loved it. And if you guys are moms or know anyone who's a new mom, mom curious, check out our Betches Moms podcast. It is launching April 5th. It's going to be great. I'm really excited about it. You can subscribe right now. And it's hosted by Aileen, who has been a guest on this podcast, is Betches co-founder, and Brittany Levine. It's going to be great. You guys are going to love it. So check it out.
That's a good combo because Brittany has a kid, right?
Yes. Brittany has, she has a son and she's pregnant.
Son and pregnant. And Aileen is pregnant currently.
Yes.
Love it. So what
a
good mix.
Journey.
You can get all steps of that early mom journey. I love that.
Exactly. Maybe I'll go on as a guest to talk about my plants.
Oh, there we go. So I would love to see how many eye rolls you could rack up during that taping.
It could be like a April Fool's Day episode.
You should do that. April Fool's. That would be a fun Betches prank video.
Right. I'm guest hosting the podcast and I'm talking about my struggles with watering my new plant.
Yeah, that's my fern. Yeah, my fern is just like your 2-year-old. I get it.
Exactly. I don't know if the audience would like that, but I would.
No, moms don't take themselves too seriously at all. So let's do the email. Ready?
Let's do it. All right. So the topic of this email is, can you keep hooking up with someone if you think they're starting to take the relationship more seriously than you? And I know we usually get this. I feel like the way that this question is usually framed is with the maybe from the guy's angle. And this one's framed from a woman. So I'm excited to get into it. What do you think?
I love the topic. I think it like is, it's what this podcast is kind of all about, where it's like, we're going to give you advice that might be uncomfortable to do on your own. Like it's easy for us to look at these things and know the answer, but like, this is one of those situations where you're like, I like them. I'm hanging out. I know, because what happens to a guy is a lot of times is they'll go, hey, I'm not looking to get in a relationship. And then the woman will go, I'm not. Who said anything about a relationship? And the guy has to go, you didn't say anything about it, but I'm pretty sure you want one more than I do right now. I'm just taking a guess. And it's like, you know, he's guessing right 100% of the time.
Well, it's funny because I feel like I used to use that when like not, when I've been on a few dates with someone I wasn't interested in like seeing them again, where I'd be like, and then I stopped using it because when I would say like, I'm not really like, I'm not really looking for a relationship, or I'm not really looking to get like serious or something. It was like kind of a lie. And the guy would always be like, me neither. Like, so then I had to pivot to like, romantic connection, which I think is a little more honest and a little more clear.
Yeah, this isn't, I think we've helped people with this podcast by saying this isn't the match for me. It feels like a better, you know, marketing campaign, you know, than, hey, I'm not ready is just bullshit. And then, I'm looking for not something serious. The guy, that is such a funny thing. When a woman says, I'm not looking for anything serious, the guy's like, oh, you read my mind. Let's just keep doing this.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
Right. But I mean, like, it's like when guys say it, it's kind of like, I'm not looking for, what it really means is I'm not looking for a relationship with you.
Yes, it is. Or it's, I'm cool with having you on the shelf to use whenever I'd like.
Right. I feel like it means more, usually means more like that to men, but obviously not always the case, because we'll get into his email.
Let's do it.
All right. Hi, J&J. Big fan of the podcast. Religiously listen to Wednesday and Sunday episodes. Thank you for all you do. Your advice has helped me so much, which I'll get into later in the email. So I guess this is a dual purpose email. Asking for help while also being a success story for taking your advice. To provide some context, I moved across the country last year for a new job back in the area where I grew up and decided to move back in with my parents instead of finding an apartment in the midst of the pandemic. Overall, it's been great. I'm saving tons of money and, like Jared, get food and laundry taken care of. LOL.
Not anymore. The dream has ended. I'm back in New York, living like an adult.
Wow. Hey. It's growing up so fast. However, my dating life has understandably taken a hit. So when over the holidays, I was presented with a very attractive and carefree surfer while on vacation at my family's beach house with some friends, I of course swiftly took some action to get some action. Winky face. In my mind, he was a quick fix for one aspect of my dating life that had been lacking, but I did not think he would be a viable match for me long term. I'm reading that as jobless.
I mean,
trying to read between the lines here.
There's a lot of class things that are getting rolled over in this whole thing where she's like, I had to come home to my town and then I'm working remotely, saving money like the rich get richer. And then she's like, and so I went to the beach house for the weekend and I met some surf boy. It's like,
yeah,
no,
it reminds me of like
potential.
The Notebook.
Yeah.
He's not for you, Allie. He's not for you.
Oh, some stud at the surf shack approached me. Yeah,
it's like you're the rom, like the Nicholas Sparks rom-com of your, you know. And then I fell in love with the poor guy.
Exactly, very Nicky Sparks, totally. Yeah.
Long story short, we ended up spending every weekend together for 3 weeks because I stayed and worked remotely from the beach house after all my friends had left. It was fun. He taught me how to surf and I taught him how to be a productive working individual.
Oh my God. I mean, this is, I can hear the music like, do, 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 do.
Exactly.
Do, 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 do. How can Vasa, da, 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 da.
I mean,
like, you can hear the soundtrack.
She's like, can you believe me? She's like, can you believe it? He's receiving a stimulus check.
I could see her taking him out to like Men's Warehouse for a suit. He's like, do I put the? He's wearing the board shorts under the suit. Like he's like,
pretty woman reverse.
Yeah, exactly.
When I finally left, I assumed that was the semi last I'd hear from him. Maybe I'd hit him up when I visited again, but nothing more than another glorified booty call. Well, here's where I'm struggling now, because since I left over a month ago, we Snapchat almost every day. He claims he prefers to Snapchat to text, which I've learned from listening to the pod often means he's not serious. We have calls/FaceTimes about twice a week. He mentions that he told his parents about me and they want to meet me. He sent me a video on Valentine's Day of him performing a song he wrote asking me to be his Valentine, video attached for evidence. And she often says he misses me but doesn't feel like I miss him. I'm going back to work remotely from the beach house again in about a week, and I'm just not sure what I'm supposed to do. I want him to hit him up for the glorified booty call arrangement, but now I'm worried he's developed actual feelings. Do I have to bring up that I don't think this is going anywhere serious, or can I just continue without any expectations or plans of progressing the relationship? Am I an asshole if I just use him physically while I'm there, but don't reciprocate things like saying I miss you when I'm gone? What if he actually wants to introduce me to his parents? I'm conflicted because if the situation were reversed, I feel like a guy wouldn't even consider these things. And I've been pretty proud of myself for taking all your advice throughout this entire situation. No emotional masturbating. I remind myself that our lives wouldn't realistically work together, so I don't even let myself fantasize about it, even if he is a sexy singing surfer. Trust his actions, not his words. He says I miss you, but still uses Snapchat as a primary mode of communication. Own my standards. I am not emotionally attracted to someone who only communicates via Snapchat. Beware of birthdays, Valentine's Day, etc. I wasn't expecting anything, let alone a personalized song. Please advise. Let's catch waves, not feelings.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. 50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And you always have the option to buy what you love, for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code UUP20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code UUP20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code UUP20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
This is a very interesting email. Do we have the video? We just want to see what's going on here.
Wow.
We have to describe to the listeners what is going on here. So this is the video of him playing the Valentine's Day song that he wrote for the Anne Hathaway that came to her hometown. Nobody has ever looked more surfer than him, Jordana.
Yeah, I feel like I'm watching Outer Banks.
I mean, his name is Billabong because yeah, there
this
is...
looks like if you were to Google like surfer dude, it would be like him.
And listen, ladies, he's hot.
He's definitely very cute.
He's hot. So I have to.
Jared's like not cute.
No, not
he's
cute.
Hot.
This guy's a stud. I mean, he's got the blonde hair. I mean, this is Zach Morris 2021.
Yeah, he's got a very cute little like smile.
He's also shirtless in this video. Okay.
Is he wearing like cutoffs?
Cutoff jean shorts. It is. No. They're actually board shorts now that I'm looking at him.
Oh, okay.
Because the waist is different and has a tie waist.
Oh, he's in his bathing suit. Okay.
I can't see because his penis is too big to see over. But I no. So let's.
We're really amping this guy up. This girl doesn't want him. I feel like the listeners at home might have to find him.
I can't think of one listener that wouldn't want to be with this guy. I mean, this guy's writing music. He's on the beach. We're fucking sitting in an apartment in here. I want this guy. Okay,
I want to come visit.
So let's play it.
Here comes a story of a Valentine. The girl in this story is so fine. Jillian.
It's a little John Mayer-ish. He's got that throaty thing going on.
Say her name in it. I feel like he might have sent this to a few people.
Yeah. Oh, that's fair.
Will you be my Valentine?
Okay.
Okay, it's hot. I get it.
It's a little Jack Johnson-y.
It goes with the vibe, I think.
It goes with, yeah, it, everything makes sense. I mean, he didn't really write her a song. I sing at the end of my cameos that I send to people, and it's very, you know, it's a little. I'll give myself a little credit. It's similar. I mean, I'm putting words together in the same way he is. He just strum. Will you be my Valentine? Is not really.
Yeah, it's not like he wrote a song about you and your experiences together.
Will you be my Valentine? See, I just did.
Hopefully,
the song.
He didn't. Copyright the song, Jared.
So
you know,
okay.
I'm a royalty.
Yeah, I owe him something. So what do you think? What do you think?
Well, I think this is a good. I would love to ask you, like, is it possible that this guy is just like, is he truly that into her, or is he just like saying shit? Is my question, because that was my first instinct of like. And it seems like she's towards the end where she's like sort of questioning it too.
This is a really tough email because there's so many layers and I don't want to make any assumptions on her, but she's the one emailing in. I mean, everything she took away from him, it feels like she's seeing, like, because she listens to this podcast a lot, she's being very aware. And there's some times where it's like, you're so aware that you're doing it to guard yourself. So I was wondering, is she noticing all these things so that she doesn't get ahead of herself?
Right. Is he the one who's too into her, or is it
or
kind
is
of
the
opposite?
Or is she
the
one worried about getting too into him because she doesn't want to fall into all the traps that she's heard us talk about in the past? So like when she says we Snapchat almost every day, he claims to prefer Snapchat. I'm like, okay, this guy is anybody that only does Snapchat, that's someone that's not really trustworthy. Like, I just think they want to be casual.
Right. Or also like might be snapping a bunch of other people every day. Totally. Also.
And he doesn't want you holding the receipts of what he's said in the past. And he knows he says a lot. He is a, you know, a singer, songwriter, surfer boy who gets emotional. So he's probably had cases in the past where someone sends him a screenshot being like, but you said you should meet my parents. And when you're on Snapchat, you can see when those messages are being saved. I know there's other programs that can save them, but I'm just saying it is a way of saying, okay, I know if I can trust this person to not hold my own words against me.
Right.
Because yeah, they go away. So that he calls and FaceTimes about twice a week. I would say right now everyone has a lot more free time. Like, I understand. Like, sometimes the other thing I kept thinking is like some people just don't know how to be casual. Like, they just get someone that right. They're doing serious things with over the phone, but they're actually just very casual with because they're not being asked to do more than be on the phone.
Right. And they just live a very casual life. Like, I don't think to me, the way she's presenting this and the way I'm interpreting it is this guy isn't thinking like, I need to make this person my girlfriend. I think this is just how he acts with people that he's like seeing. And I think some guys are more like that than others, where some guys are just like, they're just doing whatever they feel like doing. They're not really thinking about it. They're not like thinking. I don't think he's like thinking about like, what do these FaceTimes mean? Or like, if I say I want her to meet her parents, like, what is that going to mean to her? I think he's just like saying shit to say shit and not thinking about it at all.
And also they feel good to say, you know, like, oh, it feels good to talk to her on FaceTime. Like, it's a, I agree totally with what you just said, but it's also instant gratification. I think a lot of guys work in the world of instant gratification where there's no thought of like, well, this FaceTime feels good now, but I don't care if later I have to end it with her and then explain myself for doing the FaceTimes.
Right. I don't think so. It's like, so to bring it back to her question, like when she has this, it seems like she's like, is it wrong? Am I going to be like hurting him? I'm not, I mean, and maybe we're reading this wrong, but from what I am feeling, like, he's not going to be, if you were like him tomorrow, like, just so you know, I'm not really looking to like really date seriously. I think he would still be chill with whatever thing you had going on.
Well, I would also, to kind of take her side on this a little bit, it doesn't fucking matter what he feels. Like, it really doesn't. Mm-hmm. Like, this, you sent this email for you, his feelings, you know, obviously you don't want to hurt him, but that's not, you're not doing anything right now to hurt someone. You're doing everything you're doing right now to have a good time. You are a good person and you're doing things with the right mindset. And now, so I think like she needs to explain what she needs out of this relationship. And I think every casual relationship needs to define what casual means for them and what is too far, what is not enough. And let go of the people that do both, that don't live within those parameters. And they're at the point now where, and if I'm, because based on her email, it sounds like she's like, the I miss you's, I don't want to get in the I miss you thing. When I say it, maybe I say it too much and then I start believing I miss him. So maybe they have to have a conversation where she says, hey, I'm having a good time with you, but I am not looking to be in a serious thing. It also is too much when you do these things. I like it when you do these things. I am looking for these things. And he either is in or he's out.
Right. And I think that it's good that you said that she should actually like address it, because I think that like when she's like, I feel like a guy would have no problem like doing this the other way around. It's kind of like a guy, maybe that's true, but a guy should do exactly what you said the other way around also.
I think a guy will do this and it's taken as, oh, you're just trying to hook up. Like, I think when a guy does this, I agree, guys don't do this a lot. I agree with her. They won't think of these things ahead of time for the other person. But I think when they do these things, they get vilified for it a lot. Where it's like, hey, just like I said in the beginning, hey, I'm really enjoying this, but I just want to let you know I'm not ready for a relationship. Oh, you're not ready. You know, it's like, well, I'm just letting you know that, like, when we hang out, I enjoy hooking up, but I'm not looking for anything more than what we're doing right now. It becomes like, oh, okay. It gets
right. But that's when you're dealing with a person who's not really like particularly mature or self-aware. I think most people would maybe they would be hurt by that because it's not what they want. And sure. I see like what you're saying about the vilification, but that's like you said, it's not about, that's about the other person's feelings, which as long as you're being honest, I don't think.
Yeah, you're right.
I think like that's all you need to do. In both cases, I think it's all you need to do is just state what you want, like straight up. And if the other person chooses to not listen to you, that's on them.
Well, that's what's coming next. This guy, if you say to him, hey, the thing I'll warn her against, don't do the, I thought we would just be a hookup. No. Mm-hmm. That now you're putting it on him to decide whether this is a hookup or not. Say, hey, I am looking for maybe to hang out next time I'm in town. But right now, when you send me I miss you texts, and when we do Snapchat stuff, it's really not what I'm comfortable with. And you can either respect that or not. If he doesn't listen to you, you kind of have to end this.
Right. Because you're either on different pages or kind of like what you said originally, like maybe you're actually more into it than you thought and you're not on the same page regardless.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a hard one because there's a lot of different things going on. Plus, you know, we've had our breath taken away by the beautiful song that this guy wrote. So this was a tough one. But right. do we solve dating again, Jordana?
I think we did. Perfect. So proud of us yet again.
We did it again. Yeah. And listen, if you guys want to solve dating yourself, the Red Flag Deal Breaker card game is at shopbetches.com. There we go. Go get the card game. What a great way to break the ice with the surfer boy in your life.
Exactly. We'll see you Wednesday. Bye.
Boom.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Madeline Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.